Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. You may be seated. The year was 1986. 30 million people tuned in. It was the biggest show on earth at the time. Took place in Chicago. Any clues yet? Geraldo Rivera stood outside Al Capone's vault. Boy, they had built that up and built that up. What was he going to discover inside Al Capone's hidden vault? Would it be money, stacks and stacks of money? Would it be bodies of his enemies? Would it be guns and documents? Would it be his whiskey and gin and wine and all of that? Boy, people waited. They watched bated breath as the construction crew came in. They even had coroners on hand in case there were bodies inside. They had everybody was ready and waiting to discover what was going to be in Al Capone's vault. And as the construction crew began to take brick by brick down and the dust cleared, it was empty. Nothing in it but some broken bottles and a pile of dirt. That's what 30 million people tuned in to see. Boy, was that something. An empty hole in the wall. And 30 million people tuned in to see it. It was a rough time for Geraldo. Just imagine for a minute the camera crews gathered at the scene of the tomb where Jesus lay. As people around the world tune in to watch, the coroner is there to pronounce whether he was dead or not. There were lots of people who thought it was all a scam. It was a ruse. There wasn't really a Jesus. He didn't really die. There wasn't going to be anything in the tomb. The disciples would be a laughingstock to anybody. So everybody gathers around and watches as Mary and Mary approach the tomb early, early in the morning before the sun is just coming up. And lo and behold, the stone that had closed the tomb was already rolled away. And they looked inside and everybody waited with bated breath. Would Jesus be there? No. The tomb was empty. How many people would turn off their TV sets at that point? Click to something else. Go back to watching whatever show they were watching on Netflix that they'd seen 100 times. Because the tomb was empty. There's no Jesus. There's no body. There's barely anything in the tomb. It was completely empty, except for the burial cloth that somebody had tossed in there, and maybe one of them they folded up neatly. It was empty. Mary and Mary are shocked. They can't believe their eyes. Just as the people, as they watched the empty vault, couldn't believe their eyes that it was empty, they can't. They see on one side of the tomb, on the right side of the tomb, there's a guy sitting there who wasn't there before. And he says, "You guys are looking for Jesus? Oh, he's not here." Well, obviously. Or else we would see him. In fact, in Mark's gospel, Jesus doesn't even have any words to say. He is that gone. He is that risen that he doesn't even have words to say to meet Mary and Mary in the tomb. He's gone. He is risen. Good. Glad you're catching on. Glad you're catching on. the words that Mark uses to describe the state of mind that Mary and Salome are in when they get to the tomb. We are alarmed, it says. And the guy is sitting there in his white robe says, don't be alarmed. How could you not be? That's the great phrase of the angels, right? Who always tell the people, don't be afraid. But don't be alarmed. Yeah, right. He says, don't be alarmed. He says, go and tell your disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. And they fled the tomb, trembling and astonished and afraid. They couldn't even say any words to anybody. They were so terrified at what they had just seen, which was nothing. They didn't see anything. A pile of dirt and some broken bottles. A pile of dirt and some wrappings. The tomb was empty. They were terrified. And who wouldn't be? I mean, they had just seen Jesus crucified on the cross. They had just helped wrap his body with Joseph of Arimathea. And they had just put him in the tomb. And they had just closed the tomb. And then they sealed the tomb. And there shouldn't have been anything to disturb him. So when you get there, and you find it's empty, there's no other reaction but fear. What's happened? There's no Jesus in the tomb. The tomb is empty. Luther would write in his Easter book that where Christ is, there ought to be his Christians. And where Christians are, there ought to be his Christ. Well, they're gathered there at the tomb, and he's not there. So guess where they can't stay? They can't stay at the tomb. They can't stay staring into an empty tomb. It's no good for them to do that. It would have been no good for Geraldo to sit there and stare into an empty vault. Although I'm sure he did. But he couldn't stay there. He couldn't stay there. Mary and Mary couldn't stay at the tomb. It wouldn't have done them any good. Jesus would not just suddenly appear in the empty tomb. He's gone. He's risen. Excellent. We can't stand around staring in an empty tomb. It doesn't do us any good. It doesn't do us any good to wait around and sit and stare, and maybe one day, you know, Jesus would just show up. It doesn't do us any good to do that. It doesn't do us any good to go to the place where they say he was buried and wait for him to show up. Now, it's nice to visit if you've been there. I have not, but if you've been to the Holy Land and you've seen those different sites, they're wonderful historical markers, but you're not going to stand there waiting, staring into an empty tomb. You're not going to stand there waiting, staring into an empty historical marker that they say contained this. It's not going to do you any good. See, because Christ is not dead. Christ is not waiting in the tomb for you. The ladies ran away from the tomb terrified. Trembling. They were so afraid at what they had seen, and they go back, and Mark says they tell nobody anything because they're terrified. If they do say something, what could happen to them? The same thing that happened to them. They got there, they tell the disciples, and the disciples go, you guys are so funny. He's not risen. They run to check it out for themselves because they can't believe what the ladies are telling them. So they go. And then this is recorded in one of the other gospels. They go and they look into the tomb. And guess what? Jesus isn't there either. The whole thing about being a Christian, about following Christ, is that the tomb is empty. We don't stand around waiting. I know that none of you were the first to discover the empty tomb. I know that. Historically, not possible. And we don't believe in reincarnation, so don't think that in a past life you were Mary. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Right? So, you heard about Jesus from someone else. They heard about Jesus from someone else. And so on and so on. Like the, is it Alberto VO5 commercial? I told two friends, and they told two friends, and they told two friends. And that's how it expanded, right? It started right there at the empty tomb without Jesus uttering a word. And then the disciples went. And they started telling everybody that Jesus had arisen, that he wasn't dead, that he was alive and well. And that message got handed down generation after generation, century after century. And it's the same message. It's the same message we proclaim every Easter, and hopefully every Sunday, and hopefully every single day, every hour of our lives. And that is, are you ready? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
There are those, and maybe at one time, maybe one of us or some of us or every one of us have gone to look at the empty tomb, trying to find some sort of spiritual insight, some sort of secret. You've maybe mined the scriptures looking for those little secrets that maybe Jesus is trying to tell me something, or maybe you've gone off the ranch and started looking in other places. Maybe you looked over there in Buddhism for a while, and maybe you dabbled in a little bit of this stuff for a while, and maybe you kind of ventured into some areas that you kind of knew you weren't supposed to be, but hey, we're just going to look around and see if there's some spiritual secret that can tell me how I'm supposed to live my life and how I'm supposed to be fulfilled. But guess what? All of those tombs are not empty. Those tombs still have bodies in them. And they will always have bodies in them. And if we are not careful, our bodies might be in there too. I know this is Easter and we're celebrating with joy, but we have to be aware that not everybody is that joyful. That there are still some who have gone to the tombs of other places, looking for something, and yet here it is. It's in the empty tomb, not the full tomb, not the gravestones of the past, but in the future, the present, where Christ is. Christ is present with us. He's not waiting in the tomb for you to find him. He's not waiting on some other place and some other time for us to sort of discover who he is. He's not waiting for us to light the right candle or say the right prayer or do the right dance. He's not. He is risen. And with us presently. Is Jesus here today? Yes, Jesus is here today. Jesus is here today among his people, where his people have gathered in his name. Jesus is here, as he promises to be. You want to find him? Don't go looking in an empty tomb. Look around you. You want to find Jesus, he's where his people are. And where his people are is where he is. That's what the scriptures say. That's what we believe. Christ is not waiting for us to discover him. He is here presently with us. He's not waiting for any stones to be rolled away. He, in fact, rolls them away himself. He is not waiting for some secret code to be discovered. He, in fact, has given himself to us as we will participate in the body and blood of Christ together. See, Christ doesn't wait in the empty tomb, because that's not where he is. That's not where his story ends, and that's not where your story ends. Your story doesn't end in a tomb. Yeah, we'll visit one day, but we won't stay there either. Because just as Christ is risen,
he is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So too will we arise with him. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our hearts and minds always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.